1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I reaffirm to you, brethren, the good news that I announced to you, which you also received, in which also you stand, by which you also are being saved, if you are holding tightly unto the word which I proclaimed to you, unless you believed insincerely. For I delivered to you truths from among the primary ones, which I also received, that is, that the Anointed One died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he has been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom are still alive until today, but some of whom have fallen asleep, that is, died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the sent ones. Then, being the least important of them all, like a child born as a miscarriage, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the sent ones, one who is not worthy to be called a sent one, because I persecuted the called out ones of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was given to me was not ineffective, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet it wasn't I, but the grace of God which was with me. Whether then it was I or they, we proclaimed, and you believed. Now if the Anointed One is proclaimed as having been raised from the dead, how can some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then the Anointed One has not been raised either. And if the Anointed One has not been raised, then our proclaiming is in vain, and your faith is also useless. Furthermore, we would be found to be false witnesses of God if we testified concerning God that he raised up the Anointed One, whom he didn't raise up. If it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has the Anointed One been raised. And if the Anointed One has not been raised, your faith has no benefit for you. You are still in your sins. Then to those who have fallen asleep, that is, died, in the Anointed One, have perished. If then we have placed our only hope in the Anointed One's resurrected life, and he has not resurrected, we are the most to be pitied of all men. But actually, the Anointed One has been raised from the dead, thus becoming the firstfruits of those who are asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also came through a man. For as in Adam all die, so also all who are in the Anointed One will be made alive. But each in his own order, the Anointed One, the first fruits, then those that are the Anointed Ones at his coming. Then the culmination, that is the fulfillment, comes when he will deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, as soon as he has rendered inoperative all other rule, all other authority, and other power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be rendered inoperative is death. For he will surely put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he said, all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he who subjected all things to him is accepted. And when all things have been subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who subjected all things to him, so that God the Father may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why then are they baptized for them? Why also are we in danger all the time? I die daily, which corresponds to your boasting about me, brethren, which boasting I understand to be in the Anointed One, Jesus our Lord. When I fought with beasts at Ephesus, from a man's point of view, how did it profit me if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Don't be deceived. Bad friendships corrupt good morals. Be righteously sober, and do not sin, for some are ignorant concerning God. I say this to your own shame. But some will ask, how are the dead raised? And what kind of body will they have? You foolish one, that which you sow doesn't sprout unless it first dies. And when you sow, you don't sow the physical form that will come from it, but bare grain, which might be of wheat or of some other kind. But God gives it a physical form according to his pleasure, and to each kind of seed a body of its own. Furthermore, all flesh is not the same kind of flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another flesh of birds, and another of fish. There are also celestial bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one type, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one type of glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. Just as one star differs from another star in degree of glory, this is how it will also be in the resurrection of the dead. The physical body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. Since there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, was made as a living soul. The last Adam became the spirit which imparts God's own life. However, that which is spiritual doesn't come first, but that which is natural, and then that which is spiritual. The first man was made out of the earth, and therefore is earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Those who are earthly follow the pattern of the earthly man. Those who are heavenly exhibit the pattern of the heavenly one. And as we have been clothed with the image of the earthly man, we will also be clothed with the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does that which is corruptible inherit incorruption. Look, I will tell you a secret. We will not all sleep, that is, die, but we will all be changed. In an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the sounding of the final trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed together with them. For this corruptible being must be clothed with incorruption, and this mortal body must be clothed with immortality. But when that which is corruptible will have been clothed with incorruption, and this mortal body will have been clothed with immortality, then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death is swallowed up in victory. Isaiah 25:8. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting which causes death is sin, and it is the law which gives force to sin by exposing it. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not futile. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.